In this Annunciation, Luke makes clear that God comes with good news for ordinary people from little-known places. This king will not be born to royalty in a palace, but to common folk in a stall. Here, Luke highlights the role of the Spirit, a special emphasis in today's gospel. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the first chapter of the gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 26th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, to you the child who will be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We'll grace you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Someone is listening. Now, I'm not a paranoid kind of guy, but I do want you to know that someone is listening. Here's the story. Earlier this week, I went and opened up my laptop at home. Nothing. So I hit the on button. Nothing. So I quickly hit it, probably three more times. Certain, I don't know, in my mind that hitting a micro switch three or four times is actually going to turn it on? Nothing. Luckily, I had brought my work laptop home with me. Now, the home laptop is 7, 8 years old and has been acting up lately, a little sketchy. I figured it's on its last leg, and it had just exited on me. So I opened up the work laptop, and I began searching for a new laptop. This is the time of the year if you want your home laptop to crash, after all. Sales galore. The next day, when I opened up my work laptop, Facebook had all sorts of ads ready for me of laptops. I hadn't told Facebook I needed a laptop. Someone is listening. I opened up my Amazon account, same thing. What's at the top? All sorts of ads about computers. Someone is listening. I wish in my life listening was so easy. Especially listening for God's leading, for God's nudges, for God's calling. Here we are in the fourth week of Advent, expectantly waiting for Christ, the Christ child, and the Christ who will return. We have heard in this season twice from readings on Sunday mornings, John the Baptist declare, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." It seems to me that in these days, a posture of listening is essential as we wait. I want to remind you that waiting is not without purpose. It is waiting which allows us to engage in ministry in the places that God points us toward. The main characters, or those in our readings today, or those behind our readings today, all have a thread that stretches through them. They've been waiting on the Lord. Think about Mary, this young girl. Scholars figure that Mary was 13 or 14 years old, extremely young when the angel comes to her and gives her this incredible news. The Holy Spirit's going to come on you and you're going to have a baby. Can you imagine? And not just any baby, this baby, the angel says. This baby will be the Lord, the anointed. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary listens. And what does she say? Here I am. In the Old Testament, we meet David. David, who has listened to God, if you follow the whole narrative of his life, called from being a shepherd boy, eventually made king, went through that little thing with Bathsheba. And now David comes with an idea of his own. You know, I've got this beautiful place to live in, David says, but God is living in a tent. In that day, there was the Ark of the Covenant. It went before the people. The Ark was kept in a tent, and it was believed that wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, that was where God dwelled on earth. David's living in a palace. God's living in a tent, and David says, it's time to build a palace. He announces his plans to the prophet Nathan. The next day, Nathan comes back and says, no, that's not what God wants. You are not the one. Sometimes in listening to God, we even get no's. And David listens. In the Romans text, we hear the final verses of Paul's writing in that book. Paul, the writer of Romans, has an incredible story of listening, though. You'll remember that Paul is Saul, and Saul is one who carried a hunting license, finding Christians, wanting to arrest them. His goal in life early on as Saul was to crush this group called the Way, the followers of Jesus. He wanted to wipe them out. He's the one who held the robes of the others who grabbed stones and killed Stephen. But this Saul, as he is on a road to Damascus one day, is struck blind. And he hears a voice from heaven, the voice of Jesus saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And in the midst of that encounter, Saul listens, Saul becomes Paul, Paul becomes the one who carries the good news of Jesus beyond that little spot across the Roman Empire. He listened. So here we are in this fourth week of Advent, and my question to you, it's a question for myself as well. How are your listening skills? Amazon and Facebook are listening quite well, if you've got an account anyway. But how about you? Know this for certain, God is listening to a world that is groaning, to a world that's crying for direction and sustenance, salvation, strength for the day, thanksgiving, and so much more. God is listening. God is listening as we cry out for God and to God. And God is acting as well. Just as God acted through Mary to bring the Son of God to life, God is at work in this world, acting right now. God is acting in the midst of those who are crying out. God is speaking back to those who are speaking to Him. So are we listening? Are you able to find a space for contemplation? To just listen. Simply listen. For a word of hope or promise or correction or direction. Now rest assured, there are times that God's Holy Spirit pushes us into action, making us the answer to somebody else's prayer. We are able to be that answer when we listen and then act on what we hear. God does call yet today. God speaks. So there's the listening in your own life. But there's also corporate listening that we need to do. Those of us connected to Trinity need to be listening. Because in the coming year, there is going to be a monumental shift in this place. A ministry that was started years and years ago has now grown up, and it's ready to be launched out onto its own. The banquet will leave sometime in 2021. They've already received their own 501c3 status. Plans are in the works for a building to be built. Construction should begin in the spring. And that feeding ministry, which really wants to expand to being able to have meals 7 days a week for anyone in need, will have that spot. And it's going to leave a hole here. But an incredible opportunity as well. And so corporately, we are called to pray, God, what do you have in store for us? Where do you want us? Where do you need us? Now, here's what I know for certain. God is already out in front of us, preparing the soil for whatever that ministry is that God is calling us to. But we corporately, all of us together, need to be praying and then listening to try to understand what it is that God is calling us into. What is the next ministry? So here we are, this fourth Sunday of Advent, this time of waiting, of preparation, of listening, of pondering where God might be calling us to. Just so you know, my computer's fine. What I found out was certain people don't listen. Two little elves in our household found their way under my desk and unplugged absolutely everything. I could have hit that micro switch 20 times and it never would have responded. Are we listening? Because God is calling, God is inviting, and God is preparing ministry in Jesus' name. for us to engage. Let it be that we can hear. Amen.